from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Joe Kennedy IV, age 44 at the time of this interview.
I grew up in O'Hara Township, which is in the northern suburbs, and I attended Shadyside Academy from kindergarten through 12th grade. I was one of the few, and sometimes the only, black kid in my class at a predominantly white, upper middle class private school. That was difficult, but it also equipped me to work with people of all different kinds of backgrounds, and I think I came out stronger as a result. When I was a very little kid, my role model was Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, the television star. And later in life, I had the honor and privilege of getting to work with him during the last 2.5 years of his life as his director of operations. And so I really respect and admire Fred, and always have. And it was great to be able to appreciate him as a child and then to get to work with him as an adult. I have never met anyone who is more spiritually centered than he was. It was a great blessing to work with him. I went to college in Ohio and studied political science, and then I went to law school and got a degree in law. Then I came back home to Pittsburgh to practice. When I was in law school, I was honored to be the first African-American elected editor-in-chief of the Law Review at Cornell. It had been in existence for 78 years before that, so I was proud to have broken through that barrier. I planned to study medicine when I went to college, but in college I decided that I wanted to go into politics. So I changed my major to political science and prepared for an education in the law. And I got into a very good law school and went there. My idea was to return to Pittsburgh, practice law for a few years, and then run for political office. But I changed my mind about that. And so after a few years of practicing law, I realized that what was really making me happy was the nonprofit work that I was doing. And so that's what led me to my job with Mr. Rogers. And ultimately, that desire to do nonprofit work and work with people and youth is what propelled me to form my own nonprofit company, which is called Riverbends. And I help people research their family history and record what they find digitally. I would like to expand my company, Riverbends, and increase the number of people that I'm able to work with on their family histories. I think we as a species would do well to remember and reflect on the fact that we are all related, and I think when we do that, we'll do a better job of treating each other well. I offer classes, lectures, and workshops on how to research your family history. A lot of people, particularly African Americans, have trouble going back in history to find documentation of their ancestry. I have some tips and strategies that are helpful in getting past those barriers. And I've also learned some things that help people of all backgrounds to research their family histories. So I don't limit myself to African American family history. I work with people of all ages and all backgrounds and races. The biggest struggle that I have had to overcome is one that is ongoing, and that is people's negative expectations. African-American males are not supposed to succeed in this society. We are not equipped with the tools of success. We are not presumed to be successful. In many ways, our whole society and system is set up to ensure that we do not succeed. So being someone who does not buy into that has been a challenge and has been difficult. But that has not stopped me and should not stop anyone else. That's why I say that it's important to be your honest self, put yourself out there, And no matter what other people's expectations are, you can succeed.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Donnell Trowell and Tavon Ogletree. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.